Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Back on the line again. We got knocked out Tuesday, I think it was, and Tuesday afternoon, all of a sudden, all six computers lost their internet, and when they came out to look at it, they really didn't have any idea why, other than the fact that our extender had failed. But as to why it failed, and nobody knows. So anyway, we got Larry down south, who's also been kind of in and out. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, just glad I got into the show.
Yeah, it's getting more and more stuff, and I want to start. I want to go back to the bots. Now, this was issued by Cliff High in 2017. Excuse me. And anyway, I'll start off with this one. This is Deuteronomy 28:28. Very, very interesting what it says. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Now, the word madness is kind of interesting. It means craziness, furious, madness. In other words, people essentially go totally and completely bonkers, as we would call it now. Anyway, I want to read something to you now from Cliff High's bots that he used to do. He doesn't do them anymore. This one is from 2017. And as I'm reading this, remember that the Schumann resonance is getting more and more erratic, and UV rays are getting very, very more high and very dangerous because more of them, and if I remember right, Larry, didn't Stan Dale say they were changing and some of the more dangerous rays were actually coming down and hitting the surface, if I remember right?
Yeah, you do. He said that even some of the light spectrums that we can't even see now are bombarding Earth, and we don't even really know what that does.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody does. Well, here's what I want to read to you, and it's kind of interesting. Now, remember, this came from 2017, starting to happen now. One thing to remember about the bots, they were notoriously wrong on their dating, but very right on what was going to happen. So anyway, these are continued growth of new supporting sets for the sun disease and its effects on humanity. Some of these effects have been in the data sets for over 10 years, include stupefaction. Now, you might remember Barry Rothman's Bible Code on the stupidity virus. And there really is something wrong with not just the people in the United States, but all over the world, and how they bowed the knee almost instantly without protest, out of fear and panic created by the fake propaganda. And I want to get into a little bit of this because this is what's guiding the people of the United States. They're falling for it. They're in such fear and such panic. I went in, by the way, to CDC today, or yesterday, I think it was, and got a hold of some of their more inside information. And I'm telling you right now, folks, they are padding the numbers for COVID. Everything is being taken down. And now they're even calling it COVID-like symptoms. doesn't have to be COVID. And the symptoms, of course, are very much like any flu or cold or whatever. You know, people have been putting up with that for years. We have never shut down the nation for something like this. No, this is nefarious. It's evil to its core. It's a takedown of the United States. It's communist insurrection. And we get into that. Anyway, he says, stupefaction, mental fading that will resemble dementia. And then he goes on to say, problems using these words other than applied to a broad level of aggregation, as they are from sets that are describing brain fogs that will affect large groups of people more or less at the same time. These brain fogs are the result of unknown energies from space that include sun influences. Data sets are suggesting that in some areas, due to unknown conditions, we will find sun disease symptoms, sudden brain dysfunctions, and they will become reported. Note that these are all described in the data as occurring out of doors with some peculiar local atmospheric conditions. And this is kind of interesting in view of what we're watching happen. Attacks by people for no known reason at all. Weird stuff. What do you think, Larry? Sounds to me like the, and I'm going to get into this a whole lot more on Friday, but we got a lot of news I want to cover. But this is kind of interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's very interesting to me because I watch body language a lot. I was taught that years ago. And it seems to me that if you watch all of these protesters and you watch their faces, you even watch these little, I hate to call them what they really are, these little funny two-eared caps all these women are wearing and all this kind of stuff. If you look at their body language, they're on a cloud. They don't know where they are.
Yeah, this is very, very strange behavior. And I did some research in Book of Revelation, chapter 18, and it more or less indicates that a spell has been cast over the United States, a satanic spell. And to me, it has to be worldwide. I can't find any logical explanation why people would suddenly not only give up their rights without a question at all, but would then turn around and bow the knee to communists. Even the police, even the military, bowing the knee to communists. Since when do we acquiesce, or what's the other word they use, like appeasement? Why are we appeasing these people? Why is that deal out there in Seattle still going on? I'd have hung them all. But then I'm a dinosaur, and I believe in law and order and enforcing it. But I guess you can't do that anymore, right? Because we're a lawless nation now.
Yeah, and one of the most interesting things, Stuart, is the fact that if you bend the knee or bow, that's a complete sign of submission.
Yes. And, folks, you might want to remember what it says in the Book of Revelation when the arrival occurs. They literally bow down and kiss the boot of Satan. It's amazing. If you do a word study on it, it's amazing what it means. And this is what we're watching. And for the life of me, why would we be appeasing lawlessness, total and complete lawlessness? And I've lost all respect for Trump on this one. He hasn't done anything. He just blustered. And maybe he can't, I don't know. But the Supreme Court, for example, said that on this deal with DACA, that he has the ability as President of the United States to do it. He just can't do it the way he did it. He's not going to do anything about it. He's not going to do anything about anything because he's probably surrounded or threatened or whatever the case is. Doesn't matter. what matters is nothing is being done, and these people have taken over. And I guess this is developing elsewhere, isn't it, Larry? What's the latest on that?
Oh, yeah, it's developing elsewhere. And by the way, I listened to Lou Dobbs. He had John Solomon on. And John Solomon was one of the people that was targeted, you know, by the Mueller deal and
yes,
you know, by that left group. And at the same time, they found out the fifth man that had been targeted besides Papadopoulos and Flynn, et cetera, was Waleed Fares. And that was an advisor, a Middle East advisor for Trump. So what John Solomon's saying now is the main attack that Deep State did against Trump immediately when he began to take office, they took out his advisors, his real, truthful advisors, and they implemented all of the Deep State advisors he's surrounded with as even today. And so basically he has no foreign policy. They won't follow it.
Yeah, and no matter what he says, they just refuse. Here's a breaking thing that came out. I don't know if you've seen this, Larry. Breaking. Governor Gavin Newsom of California has just issued a mandatory mask order for all Californians. Now, many a doctor has said these masks are dangerous. And everything that I have researched, I have only come to one conclusion. They want as many people sick and to die as they can possibly get. And it's targeted basically at the elderly because they're expensive to maintain. We got to kill them all, get rid of them. We're going down Hitler's road. And communists, that's what they do. They're nothing but killers. They're murderers, satanically controlled. Communism has never worked. Wherever it's reared its ugly head like socialism, it just doesn't work. Anyway.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Stuart, is
yeah,
the fact that we it appears we live in a parallel universe. You've got,
yeah,
which to me is a clue, because here suddenly, lately, all you see on TV is people saying, I can't breathe. It's the police causing me not to be able to breathe. But guess what, Stuart? I suppose in a parallel universe, the mask itself will reduce your intake of oxygen, and you
exactly
can't breathe. But oh, where's the American people? Sun disease.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing that people are that stupid, and they will acquiesce. They ought to go after Newsom and recall him and put him in prison for what he's done. And the same thing should go for that Michigan governor and right here in Wisconsin, our governor, and in Minneapolis. They ought to go after these people, put them in the slammer. The damage they have caused. And I got something here, if I, I'll just mention it. But there's a video out there, and I can't remember. I think this is in Brazil. And some of the representatives of the government down there crashed a hospital in which that hospital was supposedly the crisis center. They were overwhelmed, and they could not possibly treat all the COVID-19 cases. They were being overrun. So anyway, these Brazilian representatives crashed the hospital, and guess what they found? Nobody in it. This is a scam, folks. We had video after video after video after video from people in a number of cities where they said they were being overrun. Nobody was there. It's all a scam. I went into the CDC stuff today or yesterday. And I'm telling you, they're lying through their teeth. It's an absolute lie. And now we've had all the protesters from all the cities all over America, very few wearing any masks, paying no attention to social distancing. And according to the CDC, the rate of infection is decreasing, not increasing, as you're being told by media. And then you got guys like Fauci coming on. These guys are nothing but criminals. And I don't think anything's going to be done to them. The only problem they got to worry about is the Lord Jesus Christ. When he gets done with them, they're going to wish they'd never been born. But that's down the road a ways. They got to do their thing, and they're going to win, according to the Bible, for a short period. Daniel's fourth beast, the United Nations. Here's something else. Here we go, goes the headline. United Nations now muscling in on U.S. police reform. The United Nations is about to jump foursquare into the U.N. Reformation of Police Force initiatives, politicizing them even further than they already are. United Nations Association, even this is in the Greater Seattle chapter, and they're jumping into this thing. Well, of course, folks, this is all a UN invasion. It's a communist insurrection. Engineered, where did COVID come from? United Nations, who? China, all of that, it's all part of it. Kings and rulers of the earth all get together against Jesus Christ and God the Father and Holy Ghost. Anyway, Larry, what you got? You want to bring up?
Well, you want to read that email from that since you brought up Seattle?
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay. It's on Hal Turner's site. If people want to go read it about what's really happening there.
Okay, wait just a minute. I can maybe bring in.
Yeah, it's not covert.
Okay.
It's a top article.
Anyway, go ahead with what you had a Bible code you wanted to bring up. So let me, while you're doing that, I'll try and figure this one out.
Okay. Well, the Bible code basically is one that Barry Rothman was working on today, actually. It's John Bolton, Betrayal of Trump Breakdown. And it has very interesting information in it. And basically, if true, it appears that the Torah code thinks that John Bolton is a Russian spy. And that's ironic, but number one, John Bolton. Number two, the Breakdown. Number three, the voice is the voice of Jacob. Number four, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Number five, Russian, you created. Number six, to spy. Very ominous code, especially with John Bolton writing this book and pushing it publicly right now.
Yeah, I wonder, well, they won't investigate anything anyway, so it doesn't, you know, I mean, we've been, how long have we been watching these investigations?
And almost 4 years.
Done to any of them. Yeah.
Yeah, almost 4 years, and the only people go to jail or lose their lives or basically lose their lifestyle or their freedom is someone connected to Trump. That's all.
Yep. Here we go. From a Seattle police officer. Hey, guys. I have a little downtime, so here is an update on things here. Absolute madness here. Well, it sounds like the bots. Can't even express it all. Day 12 for us, our mayor-in-chief abandoned a major precinct and gave it to the anarchists. Unthinkable. Nine blocks of our city are now under the complete control of these terrorists. That's no joke. This is unreal. No police, no fire department, no sanity allowed. They have armed forces patrolling, manning checkpoints, stopping cars and citizens at gunpoint. They are creating a currency, an ID system, a supply system that includes food, water, ammo, and chemical weapons. Well, here again, Larry, if I was the governor out there or the mayor, they would be given about 2 hours to disband, or I would go in there shooting. And if it meant mayhem, it means mayhem. But you got to put a stop to this, people, or the whole country is going to go down like this. Where are the American people, Larry? Where are they?
I don't think they're going to stand up, Stuart. That's why you and I are not in charge of anything. We would do something, but they're not going to allow that. And I'm not too persuaded now that America even has a chance.
No, we don't, actually. In the long run, I mean, Trump may get reelected. We may have a little more time yet, but not a lot. And it's just going to deteriorate. More and more businesses are declaring bankruptcy. More and more stores are being shuttered. People are not returning to work. Where are they going to work? Where are they going to find work? Anyway, I'll get back to this letter. They have access to police precinct office, have made it their headquarters. Our leaders are completely silent. Our city council is completely complicit. Well, they have been on the front lines with these Antifa, and yes, last night one council member led about 200 into City Hall. The warlord in charge of this new Capitol Hill autonomous zone, and they've now changed the word from Chaz to Chop. You may remember they had guillotines in the protests. That's what this word means. It means chop, chop your head off. That's why they renamed it. Anyway, he drives a Tesla and has been arrested for drugs, guns, pimping, and crimes against children, and is on a federal child porn watch list, carries an AK-47, and has already started abusing people inside. Why doesn't somebody put a bullet right between his eyes and end this madness? What do we got, Larry? A nation of wussies?
I don't understand
any of this.
Well, we have no gonads anymore. They're all gone. I don't know. They began to cut them off, I think, during Clinton.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Everybody's been castrated. In fact, he says this. You can't make this up. We have been castrated. There is no recovering from this. We can't go near the zones and have been warned by our department to stay away. We are only working for each other now. We have been in battles where these psychopaths have hit us with rocks, cinder blocks, homemade napalm, and even IEDs, multiple injuries. And did we give up the precinct? And now the guns are out. This city can burn. I'm not working for my exit plan now. The city and state hate us, give us no support. Well, they need to hang these governors for treason.
Well, Stuart, I think what you're going to see, Stuart, is just like a number of these cities that I told you about, and Hal Turner's got some posts up today. They're beginning to have mass resignations. A lot of these cities are not going to have protection. They'll have to bring the UN in because they don't want Trump. And the police, the good ones, the smart ones, are going to get their families and leave those states.
Yeah, going to have to. Annual solar eclipse, June 21st, folks. Summer solstice over Jerusalem. Probably a very evil omen. And that is probably, although this guy, this scientist who claims that the actual 2012 date is in fact June 21st, 2020. I did some research on this guy, and he's a well-known scientist. So whether it means anything, I have no idea. But anyway, here's something very, very interesting. Luciferian March for a one-world government in Salem, Oregon, on that date, June 21st. And here are some other places where they're going to have these marches, Luciferian marchers. I mean, can the American people even begin to fathom what's going on? Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Washington, D.C., Madison, Wisconsin. It's a rank liberal communist operation down there in Madison. Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, New York, and Salem, Oregon. That'll catch on. Okay, quickly, we do have some stuff going on. What is going on in the War Department, Larry? Oh, war everywhere.
Yeah, this is something. We've got war in China and India, and they have been kind of making an open invite for Pakistan to probably do some things to India as well. Then we have Chinese fighter jets buzzing Taiwan again. They mean to go in, folks. What you're watching, I don't know when it's going to break out, but we're probably watching what is known as the Armageddon script. And it's just going to be suddenly and without probably any warning, war everywhere. And that might mean our grids go down. So you're going to have to take care of that. India versus China in the mountains is escalating. Maybe a flashpoint for World War III. Let's see, what else we got? Rumors of war. China, India, North Korea, South Korea, Israel, Turkey, all moving towards war. We will definitely pick up on this whole thing on Friday. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, isn't there, Larry?
Yeah, and do you know what the American people are really concerned about? That Quaker Foods has a Aunt Jemima label. That's it. That's America for you. America's worried about Aunt Jemima and Ben and some of these other characters that have been around for 100 years.
Yep. We got to rewrite. We got to take down all the statues. We have to rewrite the Constitution. We have to, now Pelosi is ordering the taking down of portraits in our Capitol. Pelosi should be hanging from a lamppost for high treason, along with a whole bunch of other ones down there. And they're not going to be. They don't have to worry about it. They got to worry about Jesus Christ. That's who they got to worry about. Anyway, here's another one. CHOP, now occupier, suggests rounding up all the white people and putting them into work brigades. Well, that's just what FEMA does. That's what the military has a whole book on that, on what they can do to you. This is our own U.S. military and what they can do to you in these FEMA camps, these military camps. Forced labor. Here's another one. North Korea threatens to set Seoul on fire while the South promises it would pay for a price. We are going to go into war. There's no question about it. It's just a question of when it's coming, and it's going to be horrific when it does come. And nobody in America is paying any attention to this. It's like they just can't open their ears. They cannot do anything. And it's just so sad to watch. I know most of the people listening are not in that category. But I guess if you went over to your neighbor, most of them would roll their eyes and probably not want to have much to do with you. Oh, you're one of them. You're one of those preppers. Well, I won't do anything, but when bad times come, as you're threatening, they will, I'm just going to come and take your stuff. That's basically the way it works. Larry, any final word? We'll see you again tomorrow night, too, folks, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, if I was American people, here's a headline out of Hal Turner. China developed weapons to fry the U.S. electric power grid and eyes a high-tech Pearl Harbor attack on the USA. And Dr. Peter Pry warns Americans should be highly concerned by this threat. But guess what, Stuart? They're not.
Nope. General LeMay, Curtis LeMay, who brought SAC into being and really, he was quite the soldier, wrote a thing on EMPs, too. Nobody paid any attention to it. Folks, this country's going down. And you have no idea how badly this is going to be. And the only thing I can tell people is you better get under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You better start doing what he told you to do. or you're going to be in a world of hurt, not only now, but after you die. Anyway, thanks for listening. Wish I had better news. We'll see you tomorrow night, the Lord willing. So take care.